the Oregon State guys leading us off. We'll talk to Gary coming up here in a minute. Well, Gary, somebody let the air out of Gary. What, did they not feed him in Corvallis? What world is Stacy doing to that guy? I've got to get him back to the training table. We're joined by his potentially all-conference running back. Had a terrific year last year. I'm telling you what, when you see Ryan Nall walk up to the podium or to the desk, he looks like he should probably be playing linebacker or DN, but this guy carries the football, and he carries it well. Ryan Nall with us here from L.A. on ESPN 700. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to get this day rolling and talk to some people.
Let's see if you say that in a few more hours. Yeah, Ryan's bright-eyed and ready to go today. I told him this thing will beat him down and beat him down as the day goes along. Are you guys excited about the season? It looked like you made a nice turn last year. You got competitive again at Oregon State.
Yeah, definitely. We finished on a strong note. Last two wins against Arizona and Oregon, those were both big wins for us, and we took that momentum into the offseason, into the spring ball, and we just started fall camp, so now we're ready to go.
You guys have already started fall camp?
Yep.
So you got away from fall camp for a day?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Coach lined it up to where today's a day off, so tomorrow we'll come back right back to practice.
Well, so then will you deal with any jet lag at that point? I mean, how are you going to reassimilate yourself?
We'll find a way.
Are you keeping your weight on and everything? I mean, are you taking care of things? You're listed at like 250 pounds.
No. I'm good. 235 is, kind of my range in there, so they treated us well last night. We went to steakhouse, and this morning we got some breakfast at the hotel, and today is we'll see how it goes.
You're like a power back, though. In the modern era, there's not as many of those guys. We were joking. I mean, you remind us a little bit of Mike Allstott. That might be a name for maybe a little too far back in your era. But who were guys that you modeled your game after growing up and tried to emulate?
Growing up, I was Portland guy, so we didn't really have an NFL team in the area, so I was, a fan of Seahawks. And growing up, I liked watching Sean Alexander. He's one of my guys. Adrian Peterson, always liked to watch him back in the day. And, hometown hero, Steven Jackson. He's a bigger back like me, and I try to emulate some of my game after him as well.
You guys, I mentioned, made a nice turnaround last year. You came in with Gary, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a junior. He's in his third year.
Yep.
What's that culture change been like? Because I don't think you were probably recruited by he and his staff, were you? Or were you recruited by Mike Riley's staff?
Yep, I was recruited by Riley's staff. My redshirt year, I was with Riley and his staff. And then Coach Anderson came in, and the culture change is definitely different. It's Coach Riley's coaching and Coach A's coaching are two completely different styles. Coach A is definitely more intense, and Coach Riley's a little bit more laid back, calm, cool, calm, and collected, and Coach A can really turn it up at times.
Did you guys feel something changing in the latter part of the season? You mentioned closing your season well, but you'd gone on a rough stretch there. What, 4 or 5 straight mm-hmm. losses? What was that like when you guys did you guys make it a point to talk before the Arizona game? I mean, how did you guys turn that around last year?
I mean, it was definitely tough, when the season's not going your way, you're losing some games. But, we try to treat every single game like a business game. It doesn't matter if we're 0-11 or 12-1 or 11-0, whatever it is. We're going to treat every single game from the first to the last like we're going to win. And that was kind of our mindset throughout the season. And we, those last two games, we really, emulated that and finished strong.
Oregon State running back Ryan Nall with us here. Bill Riley, Kyle Gunther from Pac-12 Media Days. Everybody's juiced up and excited because it's the first interview of the day. We'll see how his stamina is a little bit later on.
And everybody's undefeated right now, too.
It's true.
It's all smiles.
Yep. Hope springs eternal.
Yep.
What sort of off-season fun did you guys have? I played for Gary at Utah. I know mm-hmm. that he takes good care of you guys. Did you guys do, like, river rafting or anything fun this year?
So far, nothing really set as a team yet. We got some. I'm sure he's got some plans for us when we go to Bend when training camp really sets in. I'm sure we'll do some fun stuff. The guys we got out in the off season, together, going hiking, going to the beach, doing water rafting.
They got beaches in Oregon?
People call it the coast, but
okay.
I'm an Oregonian, so I guess I call it the beach. I don't know anything else.
Boogie boarding and stuff? I mean, what else goes on there?
You pretty much go there, and you put a jacket on, and you sit on the beach and try to start a fire, but it's pretty windy, so that's pretty hard to do. And then you don't touch the water because you'll freeze your butt off.
Very cold.
Yeah. So,
as an Oregonian, as a guy that chose to play at Oregon State, and knowing that school down the road, that team down south in Eugene, has been so good and so big. What was it like in that game last year for you guys?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, just the rivalry itself. It's one of the oldest rivalries in college football. So a lot of attention goes to it, you know, just by that. And, you know, for me growing up watching it, you know, I had experience playing it my first Civil War, my freshman, my redshirt freshman year. And playing in the game like that, it's just, it's crazy. You know, the fans, the environment, the atmosphere, it's all so insane.
Do you get a sense growing up that, you know, did you have dreams to one day play in that rivalry?
I definitely did. You know, at that time, I didn't really know which side I wanted to be on. I always say I was kind of a platypus growing up. Who was ever doing well that year? You know, was really who I was rooting for. Just kind of an Oregon, you know, the state of Oregon kind of fan. But once, you know, I got into high school, you know, I kind of started focusing more on the college football aspects, you know, where I really see myself. And, you know, I fell in love with Oregon State.
Are guys fans necessarily split in the state? Do people usually grow up on Oregon or Oregon State side?
There are some people like that. I definitely have some friends that are, you know, pro Oregon, and some are pro Oregon State, and then I have some who are, oh, I'm an Oregon fan, but since I know you, I'm a Ryan Nall fan, you know, things like that. Some of my fans that growing up, you know, Anthony Newman, he played at Oregon. You know, he's coached me since young, and he always says that, you know, he's always going to be my number one fan. Except for when we play Oregon. he's rooting for me, but not necessarily the team.
Did you say, though, that a fan who's growing up and they're okay with both sides, you called them a platypus?
Yeah, platypus. Right? Isn't that the mixture between a beaver and a duck? I'm pretty sure.
You're right. No,
I think he's right.
Yeah.
quick update, too. What do you call a helicopter, an elephant, and a rhino? A hell if I know. Hey.
Hey, so, he'll be
look,
here.
It's the first joke of the day, Bill.
He'll be here all day long. Is the next goal for you guys a bowl game?
Yeah.
Is that legit? Is that the goal this year, to make a bowl game?
That's kind of our expectation as a team. We kind of set our sights on that. We talked about it multiple times, is, you know, why shoot anything less than a bowl game? You know, I think the rest of the conference can agree on that. But for us, you know, as a team and as Oregon State, you know, we really, that's our goal, and we expect nothing less.
How's Gary Anderson doing from a body shape standpoint? He's been too thin in the past few years.
Coming from the guy who is also way too thin. You both look like you've been in a concentration camp or in a prisoner of war camp.
That's the problem. Is Gary bulking up yet?
No, he's losing a ton of weight, and I'm sure he feels great, honestly. You know, being so thin, I mean, I swear I see him running every day nonstop. You know, he's looking looking like he's getting that six-pack coming back.
Gary Anderson broke up a fight one time in maybe like 2001. It was before I even got to Utah. And it was talked about for many years afterwards. One-on-one pass rush, the O-line, D-line getting too involved, and guys talking some trash, and all of a sudden there was a real fight. I mean, O and D-linemen really trying to maul each other. And, of course, Gary, he was the D-line coach at the time. He stepped in to try to solve this, and somebody had decided to take their helmet off and was going to try to kill somebody and swing their helmet at the last second, but they missed, and they cracked Gary Anderson right in the skull, right in the forehead, and he starts spewing blood out of his forehead. And all of a sudden, at that point, everybody stops fighting, and Gary didn't even bat an eye, and he said, all right, let's get back to the damn drill. Gushing blood. I mean, that's the type of guy he is,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that sums up Coach A for you right there. You know, he's a tough, tough guy, and you know, I'm glad to have him as my head coach.
Who's the best running back in the state of Oregon?
I like
Come on, man.
I like to claim myself, but, you know, a couple guys, you know, down south would, you know, argue that. But, you know, I'm going to stick to myself. I got confidence in myself. So.
Well, there's almost 500 pounds of starting running back there between yourself and Freeman.
Yeah.
It's in the water.
It's a big backfield between us two schools. So.
What's your 40? You're at 235. You're a big
235,
guy.
235, yeah,
so
240,
yeah. You running a 4.5, 4.4? Where are you running?
4.5, I like to think. I don't know. I haven't been tested in a long time, honestly.
Anybody catch you from behind last year?
No, I got. I mean, I had an 89 yarder versus Washington State a couple years ago. I had a 60 yarder against Oregon, and I had an 80 yarder versus Cal. So,
what's the longest play you had in high school?
94, 95, something like that.
So he can run.
I was in the
back of the end zone.
Yeah,
he can get out there. That's the true sign. They always say, you know, you don't want to get caught from behind. But there's also clips of really fast running backs getting dragged down. Devontae Booker certainly got dragged down a ton from Utah a couple years ago from behind. It happens. Remember, those defensive guys have the angles.
They got the angles, yep.
But it's more so about being explosive through that hole, not like I'm coaching you up here. Are you looking forward to maybe throwing the ball a little bit more this year?
I am, actually. I'm still bugging Coach McGivin to give me that. In a real game, give me a chance to show off my arm. I didn't really necessarily get a chance to warm up during that spring game, so it was a little short, but hopefully.
Well, the way you guys went through quarterbacks last year, you were probably next up, Ryan. They were probably going to run like the speed option or something, just line you up as Wildcat and give you the option to run pass, right? Who's going to be your quarterback?
I'm not sure. It's still a battle right now, but whoever's going to take the reins, I'm full support behind them.
This is Ryan Nall with us. You got one more for him? Because I think he's got to go next.
No, I understand the schedule here is difficult. Want to keep your weight on, of course. That's the first concern with these guys. Travel takes it out of you. Man, you can't be going back to camp at 2:32. You get yelled at by the strength coaches. Who's your strength coach? Evan Simon.
Yep.
The wild man, Evan Simon, man. He's about 3 foot tall, but 9 foot wide. You tell him I said hi, man.
All right,
is he still yelling and screaming, turning all red?
Oh, yeah.
Cussing and spitting?
He's still got it.
He's not a big cusser, actually.
No, he's not a big cusser. He's a definitely a yeller. He's another intense guy.
Look who's coming by. We've got to get a quick thought from the coach on the student here. Have you just given him all the weight you used to have? You just put it on your tailback?
Yeah.
Gary Anderson, by the way, putting the headset on with us.
I gotta stay in shape, man. I'm getting a little older. These guys run me around. This is a great kid right here.
We were just talking about Evan Simon, your strength coach.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know it was you.
What's up, man?
Speaking of another guy that's lost.
Yeah, talk about
it. Coach, what? I got a haircut, man.
He's like me. He was an offensive lineman.
Well, hey, wait a minute. 300 pounds.
Look at the guns. Hey, wait a minute now. I don't have those anymore. I got the diaper-changing muscles, man.
Say, you mistake him for a basketball player.
He was he was a little wild.
Oh, coach. I mean, one time I got in trouble. One time I was out late. I don't know. Somebody yelled at me. No, it happened. We were talking about your strength coach, Evan Simon, the wild man.
Yes.
He's still out there just ripping throats out.
He's doing great. Doing fantastic.
Coach
had a little medical setback, but he's awesome. He's great now.
Well, excited for him to be back. There was a time when, I don't know, somebody was late like a second to a workout. Evan Simon made us do up-downs for like an hour straight.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of up-downs.
That sounds like one of those stories that's gotten better over the years.
I think so. Hey, Ryan, come around here. Thanks for popping in with us. Ryan Nall's got to go. We're going to talk to Gary Anderson.
All right.
Thanks, partner. Come around here. Get a picture of us, big French, and then we'll – I still can't believe this guy's a running back.
he's a big dude. Don't forget, he was going to be a linebacker.
That's what
until he ran for 100 and whatever yards it was in the Oregon game.
Oh, so he changed your guys' mind?
He changed my mind, yeah. My brilliant idea, making me a linebacker.
Thank you.